We're keeping you up to date on everything that's gone on at the airport this afternoon. I'm not sure if you were at OR Tambo to witness some of the chaos that took place there. It looks as though most of it may have taken place in the surrounds of the runways, but essentially lots of flights were apparently grounded. Some of the international ones were apparently turned back, although South Africans were allowed, it seems, to get off those flights to disembark and to be tested, it appears, or to be given some sort of assistance as they came off those flights. Let's get the details right of what actually happened. Betty Maloka is the AXA's spokesperson, and she joins us now. Betty, thank you for your time on Afternoon Drive today. How many flights were affected?
Since this morning, good afternoon to you and your listeners. So since this morning, the aircraft that have been received by the airport is a total of 14 from the high-risk countries, as indicated. And they are being met by portal services for regulated health assessment, as well as Home Affairs for immigration services, and SAPS is also part of that integrated team.
All right. So what countries were these flights actually from, Betty?
It's a number of them. I can't specify which one at this point in time.
Are you not able to just give us a few, like three or so?
At this point, I can't disclose the names altogether, but they are from the high-risk countries which were indicated earlier, which is Italy, South Korea, France, Iran, United Kingdom, United States of America, Germany, China, and Spain.
Okay, all right. So those are certainly on that list of high-risk countries.
Yes.
So tell me, who was allowed to disembark?
Only South African citizens as well as permanent residents were allowed to disembark, okay. And they will go through a rigorous clinical assessment as well as screening that's performed or conducted by portal services.
All right. So I imagine that's pretty tricky, because we know they've obviously been exposed to people from the high-risk countries while they were on this flight. These are long flights and they're sitting in close proximity to each other. What sort of process do those individuals undergo?
As part of one of the measures that we have implemented within the airport, where we have a hygienic tips that needs to be followed as per protocols by the World Health Organization, as well as the sanitizers that we have around the terminal building, we have also supplied those that are in close contact or frontline staff, as well as our stakeholders, including the personnel that are assisting in this process. They are equipped with your protective gear, such as masks as well as gloves and sanitizers, to ensure that they are safe in this process as they conduct those, or as they become, as they are in contact with those passengers.
But you've got a situation here where people may have been exposed to other coronavirus carriers for a good number of hours. Are you just giving them a bit of hand sanitizer and testing their temperature as they come off, or are you implementing certain more advanced protocols given their potential level of exposure on this flight?
That is the process that is led by the Port Health Services at the airport.
Yes.
But as an airport as well, the measures that we put in place, as highlighted earlier, is the sanitizers around, as well as the communication in terms of the measures, you know, the hygiene tips that we are sharing with our staff as well as all airport users, to ensure that they are safe, you know, in this process.
Yes. Look, Betty, I know you come in for the airport, right, and not for the doctors who are working at the airport or the health
Correct.
Department. So I know it is a little tricky for you, but I think it's going to cause a little bit of discomfort to think that the people who came off the flight were merely given a spray or two of hand sanitizer and told to go on their way. I take it that there is a facility at the airport that they are being taken into where fully qualified doctors and nurses and other healthcare workers are assessing them after they come off these flights.
That is also managed by Port Health Services, so you are correct.
Okay.
So that is not the airport that is leading in that aspect, it's Port Health Services.
All right.
Which reports into the Department of Health, that's responsible for health matters in their respective country.
Okay. So give me a sense of this. I'm sure it's a pretty tricky thing for your staff as well, having to escort this group of people off all of these aeroplanes. What process do they follow in terms of protecting themselves?
As I've indicated, there is protective gear that they have been supplied with to ensure that, you know, they are safe as they are processing those people that come from the high-risk countries. But as a company as well, we are prioritizing the health and safety of our workers as well as everybody that comes through to the airport. So definitely, you know, there is equipment that have been put in place to ensure the safety of those that should handle this process, as advised by the World Health Organization.
All right. We're going to leave it there, Betty, and we're going to hope that those South Africans who've come off these international flights are going to be properly monitored by the authorities there and other healthcare workers in the next at least 14 days or so. Thank you for speaking to us, Betty Maloka. She's the AXA spokesperson.